Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Who let the dogs out?
Well, it was my first vet visit since moving to St. Pete. It's 99.5 QIK. So I went to Bayshore Animal Hospital,
right,
and they were fantastic.
Awesome.
Now, I didn't have a mask, so they came out, and they took PD in,
right,
and did the whole thing, and the vet calls me on the phone, says everything's good, way to go, etc. Well, before this, yesterday I was talking about it, I was a little concerned about going because when I had called to confirm my appointment on Wednesday, they said, oh, yeah, we're great. And by the way, since we have you on the phone, can we ask you a few questions about your bird?
Petey's not a bird.
Definitely not a bird. So I was a little confused. I go, wait a minute. I'm losing a little confidence. What's happening? This is a full-grown dog.
Yes. Yes,
so
he is.
I was a little nervous about that. I go, no. It's a dog. It's not a bird. I don't own a bird. So I'm sitting out there, and there's, like, people kind of hanging out in the parking lot, probably, like, three of us, and they're all who didn't wear masks, so you can't go in.
Right.
And so I'm sitting out there, and Petey goes in to do his thing, whatever. And this guy pulls up in his car, gets out, and he is holding a bird. And that bird's name? Petey.
Oh, it's God. Of course it is. It was written in the stars.
Oh, my gosh. I was cracking up. I go, well, I mean, they just had the people mixed up. They didn't really have the animals mixed up. It was hilarious.
That's the best.
And it was funny, too, to talk to this guy. I go, so what's your bird's name? Because I was trying to get to the bottom of it, you know? And he goes, Petey. And I go, okay, cool. My dog's name is Petey. I kind of told him the story.
Now you know.
And I said, hopefully they're not getting the same medication.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully Petey's not getting his wings clipped right now or something like that.
Oh, boy.
What was interesting, too, is he didn't have a cage. He was just holding it in his hand.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I guess either the bird was calm or he didn't want to bring the whole cage or whatever. But I guess, you know, I don't know. I've never owned a bird before. So that was it was very interesting. But turns out the Bayshore Vet Clinic is on point.
Yes.
They just had the wrong person on the phone.
Yes, they did.
So I thought that was hilarious.
That
I looked over
great.
And I go, oh my gosh, it really is a bird. Sir, what's your bird's name? Petey. This is all making sense now.
Yes, it is.
I was cracking up.
That's
so
great.
Funny. I love it. But Petey has a clean bill of health.
Good.
So excited. I can't believe he's 9 years old. 9 years old.
Yeah.
You've seen him. He looks like a pup still.
No, he does.
Anyway. Must be all the facials I give him and all that stuff.
I guess it is.
All right. All right. Coming up, we have a sports update. Yes, they're coming back. We'll tell you when and what sports. It's after this.
Today.
Here's an I Feel Good story for you right now at 99.5 QYK. Ladies and gentlemen, sports is officially coming back.
Now, yes.
You're very excited about this because the Bucks will start training camp July 21st.
Woo!
Rookie camp will actually start a little bit earlier than that on July 15th. And now we are still scheduled to have our first preseason game in August on the 14th versus the Steelers in Pittsburgh. So the only difference is sometimes NFL camps will be like offsite somewhere,
right,
or like an East Coast team may go do it on the West Coast.
Right. Like the Dallas Cowboys go to California.
Correct.
For theirs.
Absolutely.
None of that this year.
None of that this year. You got to be restrained to your own facility. And that's not an issue for Tampa Bay because they're always at their own facility, correct?
They are.
So this is a very exciting thing. They're going to be, you know, obviously taking all the precautions they can, but they've decided it will be safe to reopen training camp July 21st.
Which is fantastic news.
So stretch out, boys. Get Tom Brady ready to roll. Let's get this thing done.
Yeah, we need Tom Brady to get accustomed to his new teammates. Let's go.
Also, NBA going to return, and it's all coming down in the ESPN. What do they call that up there? It's the Worldwide Sports, right?
I believe
ESPN's it's Worldwide Sports, right?
Yeah, it's the... it's the Walt Disney World Resort who owns ESPN.
They own everything.
So they made a deal with them that the NBA is going to come back and it's going to all be played there at Walt Disney.
I'm just looking at this right now so I can get this right. It'll be at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex at Walt Disney World. So, yeah, you're right on in Orlando. They will be doing something interesting because they have a lot of foreign players.
Yes.
From overseas. So they're going to be probably in a 14-day quarantine when they first come. Also, players coming from New York, Florida has also demanded them to be in a 14-day quarantine. Any of the hot spots around the country. That's going to be returning July 31st.
Yeah, so there's time for that. So,
sure.
You know, get them down here early and then let them make sure they're all right before they go start practicing with their teammates and everything. So
yes.
Great.
So they're going to start their training camps June 30th, and they're going to resume games on the 31st. They all will be in that complex in Orlando to kind of isolate them. But we will have the rest of the season.
There we go.
And they will do a modified thing, and they'll do a modified schedule and how they do the playoff structure and all that. But you'll see that in the days coming. But good news is sports is coming back,
Let's
Kevin.
Let's go.
Finally, you're not going to be grumpy anymore.
I have been?
No, not at all.
No?
But you're excited about the Bucks, of course.
Of course.
Hey, you know what's going to come before that? Before the opening of training camp? Your jersey.
Will it?
It's supposed to be the second week of July.
Let's
comes.
Go.
The one I bought for your birthday.
Woo!
All right, First Responder Friday coming up 7:05. All right, it is First Responder Friday. We have Misty on the phone on 995 QIK. Hey, Misty, what part of town do you live in?
I live in Riverview.
All right, very cool. Now, you want to nominate your brother-in-law. Tell us his name and tell us what he does.
Greg. His name is Greg, and he's a firefighter, and he works in Kissimmee.
Okay.
And he is probably one of the coolest people I've ever met in my entire life. He's made a very good father of three beautiful boys. He makes my sister super happy. He went through a very rough time through 2019. It started in New Year's Day with his own house burning down. And his family was inside, and they were, thank God, lucky enough to all get out, and everybody was unscathed.
Well, that's good.
So they have had a rough year, as you can see, with the financial downfall, with COVID-19, after all of this. So I am happy to say that he is still fighting through it. He is still every day putting his gear on and getting through the fires, and even through all of this mess, he's still working hard.
Well, you know, it's also what you said here in the email, that he actually has worked overtime, as much overtime as he can do it, so he could rebuild his home.
Yes.
And so they've rebuilt the home?
Yes, they have. They just moved back in it just a few months ago.
Oh, that is awesome. I'm so glad you called us to recognize him. And you said he's in Kissimmee? He's a firefighter in Kissimmee?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, listen, give our best to him and his family. And Misty, we appreciate you, okay?
No, we appreciate you. Thank you for everything.
You got it. Have a great day.
You too.
Well, listen, we love doing it. If you want to nominate somebody for First Responder Friday or Military Monday, you can do it right now. It takes 2 minutes, 995QYK.com.
It's JR and Melanie's second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, brand new 7:15, second date update. Hopefully start your weekend off with a love story right here. It is JR and Kevin on 99.5 QYK. We're trying to help out Macy. She reached out to us via Facebook, and we said, well, all right, well, we'll try to help you out. No guarantees, but we'll do our best.
True, there is no guarantees in this segment.
All right, so we got Macy on the phone. Macy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. I'm really hoping you guys can help me out.
Well, we definitely want to help you out. So tell us about this guy, Alex, what we need to know about him, and what's going on with you guys.
Well, Alex and I were set up on a blind date, and it was great. He actually, it's going to sound kind of cheesy, but it was really fun. We went to Outback Steakhouse, because why not, you know?
Why not?
Yeah, that's right, why not?
Right? I mean, it's good food, and I love the Blooming Onion, and it's fun, and casual, and, you know, whatever. Right by where we work also, so that was easy. I don't know. I thought it went really well. He was really fun and professional, had a great sense of humor, you know, good conversation. And I haven't heard back from him, and I don't know why. I've reached out a couple times, but I don't want to seem, like, you know, overly needy, I guess. So I'm just kind of hoping you guys can tell me what happened.
All right, well, let's talk about the date, Macy. On the date, did you feel like you guys communicated pretty well?
Yeah, like, conversation definitely flowed, and like I say, it was really funny. I love a guy that can make me laugh, and he laughed. So I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, if you had to describe him to your friends, like, what's three qualities you would say he has?
Well, he was really quick. He was very handsome and super polite. Like, just really polite, lots of please and thank you, and, you know, I really like that.
Until now, when he hasn't returned any of your texts.
That I don't like.
All right. Well, listen, Macy, we're going to try to call Alex for you. We'll see if we can get him on the phone and see if we can get your answers, all right?
All right, great. Thank you so much.
All right, hang on. We are trying to help out Macy. She sounds super sweet. It's a 7:15 second date update. 99.5 QYK, JR and Kevin here. Kevin, your first reactions to Macy?
My first reaction is they went to Outback. They had a Bloomin' Onion.
Winning, right there.
It should be winning, but she doesn't know what happened. So I'm always interested to find out. I mean, what could go wrong during a dinner at Outback?
I know. Having Outback, having those rolls, that Bloomin' Onion, a little steak, whatever. All right, we're going to try to call Alex right now, see if we can get him on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, is this Alex?
Yeah.
Hi, Alex. This is JR and Kevin here from Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. How are you?
What's up? I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, what's up?
We're calling from 995 QIK, and I don't know if you've ever heard us do this before. We're doing something called a 7:15 second date update, and we talk to people about dates they go on, and we actually want to talk to you about a date you recently went on. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just want to let you know that we're on the air right now, so you know what's going on.
Great, cool.
You sound pumped.
Yeah.
Alex, we wanted to ask you about Macy.
All right, that makes sense.
All right, well, she reached out to us, told us you guys had a date. You guys met up at Outback.
She would.
That's what she said. And she said she had a really great time with you and actually had a lot of nice things to say about you. Said you're very quick-witted, you're a handsome guy, and you're very polite. But now she's reached out to you to go on another date and hasn't heard anything back and kind of wants to know what's going on. So what changed from the great date till now?
I'll tell you, it started out great. It was going fine. And, I was thinking Macy seems like a fine, cool person. We were out back. Her parents were there at the restaurant, too. They were, like, on the other side of the restaurant. And then she sees them, and we're like, oh, okay, that's kind of funny. And then she goes over to them, and I'm like, all right, yeah, of course. And then she comes back with them, and then they join us at the table. And I'm sitting there on the first date with her parents, and her parents, Macy's parents are lovely people.
Family support,
of course.
I don't know that they got that it was a first date. They were like asking about like our compatibility and different things, and it was like this is and Macy didn't really seem to be aware that it was a little weird or a little bit too much. It was just like, oh, here's my parents. Let's have them on our first date, too. This is totally normal. So I'm just like, I don't really like the idea of where this goes. Where else is she going to start crossing the line? Where is she going to start moving too fast?
That's a lot on a first date, man. Yeah. It feels like you got put through the ringer a little bit, huh?
A little bit.
Well, we definitely didn't know that part. Macy left that part out when she told us about the date. So I didn't really know that her parents were there. That's very interesting. Alex, we actually have Macy on the phone. I want to bring her back in and get her side of things. Macy?
Hi, Alex.
I have a couple questions for you real quick, Macy. Did you know they were going to be there? Was this planned?
Oh, my God. No, I didn't know that they were going to be there. I mean, but they eat there all the time because it's right by where they live. I wasn't really shocked to see them, but I didn't plan it or anything, no.
So what's the strategy on inviting them over to eat with you? I mean, especially when you're on a first date.
I mean, honestly, I don't know what the big deal is. Like, who cares, you know? A couple more people, and I don't know, I really liked you, Alex. Like, that would, you know, I would think that you'd be, like, psyched about that. You guys talked, and they really thought you were very nice and polite, and I don't know. Like, I really don't understand why this is a big deal. You know, if we're dating, it's going to happen anyway, so who cares?
Yeah. I mean, it'll happen at the appropriate time. I mean, sure, I'm glad they found me a polite and attractive, but I am. So, of course, they're going to. And they can find that out at the right time. Like, it would have been fine to say hello. But to have them sit there the whole time with us, let's just go ahead and cut our losses.
Okay. Macy, I got to ask you a question. Do you see how that could be a lot of pressure on someone on a first date? Like, if you flip the script a little bit and had his parents sitting there asking you a bunch of questions, do you see how it could be a little bit of intimidating, maybe?
I mean, I don't see why it would be. I didn't feel like they were asking him any, like, real questions that were inappropriate. They were just trying to get to know him, you know? And, like, I was, like, I don't know. I wasn't trying to rush things. They were just there, you know? I really don't think it's a big deal.
Alex, is this a big enough deal for you to not want to go on another date? Or would you be willing to go on another date if we go somewhere where her parents aren't?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'll try to find somebody who can be a little more aware of what the appropriate speed to move at is.
Wow. All right. Well, Macy, is there anything else you want to say? I mean, I guess Alex doesn't want to go another date, but I'll give you the last word.
I mean, that's pretty disappointing. Seems like a pretty silly reason to not go out with somebody again, but, you know, whatever. Well,
you know, the bright side is at least you have good taste because your parents like this person. So,
yeah. That's true. It's a good
person.
Yeah, maybe the next guy, they'll like you even more. All right. Well, Macy, thanks for reaching out to us. Sorry we can't have another date set up for you. Alex, appreciate you coming on with us. Wish you both luck, all right?
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, thank you.
I mean,
they sound boring, to be honest with you, dude.
Yeah. He probably wasn't a great date to begin with.
I didn't think so either. They just sounded like, well, she sounded a little more upbeat when we talked to her first, but he was just kind of monotone the whole time, and I think he's overreacting. Yes, it would be a lot to have, you know, your first date's, you know, parents come over and sit down with you. That should have been a little bit more, I think, awareness on her part. Like, hey, mom and dad.
She should have said hi and go back to your table.
Well, because think about this. You can't talk about everything in front of your parents.
No.
Maybe you're trying to get to know each other a little bit more. Maybe there's some personal questions that he doesn't want to put out there for other people. Or maybe she doesn't want to put out in front of her friends. So I feel like you're guarded the whole time. So getting to know somebody wouldn't be that easy in that situation, right?
Yep. Agreed.
All right. What do you think? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. That's your 715 second date update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, Macy and Alex will not be going out on another date, Kevin. It's 995 QIK. We just had our 715 second date update. The reason is they went to Outback. Great choice.
It's the perfect choice.
That's your jam right there.
That is right.
So anyway, they went on a date, and she spotted her parents in the restaurant. Now, what she did is she invited them to come over and eat with them. So they ate together, and Alex was like, that's a lot on a first date. I don't need to meet your parents. I don't need to be quizzed about you. I'm trying to get to know you.
Yes.
Not get to know your whole family.
That's right.
On a first date. So he said, no, I don't want to go on another date. Too much too soon. And Alex was like, Macy was kind of just like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
You met my parents. It's not that big a deal.
That's what she thought.
All right, getting your reactions right now. Mike in Tampa, what do you think?
I think the guy's bogus.
You think he's bogus?
He was just going to have his fun. Do whatever he does with her, which we all know what he was trying, because the girl sounds sweet, and there's nothing wrong with getting up with the parents right away, even on the first date.
You wouldn't have felt any pressure by them being there?
Not at all. Oh. You know, because if I don't have something to hide, if I wanted to ask her personal questions, I would take her out, extend the date for an extra hour or two.
Well, there you go.
Plus, I would get to see if I liked her parents, because you show me your parents, I know who you're going to be tomorrow. So he was only going for fun for a date or two.
He got called out real quick.
Exactly.
All right, Mike. Thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
Yep. You have a good one, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, Justin on the phone. Justin, what do you think?
I would say it would not be a deal breaker, because if that's the case, then I wouldn't have been married to my wife.
Oh, really? Oh, really? So on your first date with your wife, you met her parents?
The first day I met her at Biff Burger in Pinellas Park. The second day I went to her house and met her whole entire family.
Look at you, man. Look just going that. All in.
Love it.
And now we got married on December the 2nd of 2019. We've been married for 6 months.
That's awesome.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, Justin, that's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, you have a great day.
Yes, you guys do as well. Take care and be safe.
Bye. Bye.
Kevin, how long was it after you first started dating your wife that you met her parents?
It was a couple of months. Yeah.
Did they live in the area?
Yes.
Okay, so you knew they were around. It was a possibility to meet them sooner, but you waited a couple months.
Yeah.
And that felt appropriate.
Yes.
All right. They like you?
I think so. They let me marry her daughter.
All right, Dustin Lynch, good girl right now. I can't believe this story, and it's got to be one of those things where, you know, your heart drops, and you can't believe that this was the ending of the story. It's 99.5 QIK. Your feel-good story right now was about a woman who lost her wedding ring valued about $10,000.
Man, not good.
Yeah, not good at all. Have you ever lost your band or anything like that?
I have not lost it. I've almost lost it. It came off one time,
right?
But, you know, it was where I could see it, but yeah. Right.
My brother-in-law lost his one time, and we were, like, diving in the bottom of the lake. It was, like, 6 feet deep. We found it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's awesome.
And we never told my sister.
That's good.
Yeah. All right. So, this guy, his name is Derek Smith. And Derek Smith is a guy who frequents right around John's Pass and other beaches. And he will have his metal detector, and he'll look for... He's a treasure hunter.
Sure.
So, a modern-day treasure hunter.
I like it.
So, he does that. Well, he was contacted by a woman who said, hey, I lost my diamond ring, and it was over at John's Pass. I don't know if it was on the sandbar or not. And he said, well, I'd be glad to go look for it for you. Well, he did, and this is what happened.
Two young ladies told me about their girlfriend who had lost her ring the weekend before. They frantically looked for a couple hours and couldn't find it. With that information, I went yesterday to find the ring. Oh, my God. What? Oh, my God. I came looking for a diamond ring, and I found her diamond ring. Oh, my God.
Found her diamond ring in shallow water. Her name was inscribed on the inside. How huge is that?
That is enormous.
And what's crazy is he kept it. He didn't give it back.
No, he did not.
I'm just kidding. But cool story. Way to go, Derek Smith, man. That's awesome. Good karma coming your way. Here's John Party, Dirt on My Boots. It's 99.5 QIK. Thank you.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QIK.
Well, Brad Paisley has been super active on social media during this quarantine, from dropping into people's Zoom calls to hosting virtual meet and greets to even releasing a song called No I in Beer. Now, Brad has been in full creative mode, and here's what he said will result from this when he comes out of the quarantine.
I think there'll be some real creativity come out of this from not just me, but a lot of different people when this is all said and done. And I expect an album when I'm done.
So exciting news for Brad Paisley fans right there. I did not know this. Luke Combs actually wrote this song for Carly Pearce and Lee Price. There, I Hope You're Happy Now. You've heard this?
Yeah, it's a great song.
Now, the song is about Carly's ex and how she hopes he is okay. Now, before writing this song, Luke Combs definitely did his research.
It was kind of right when she had just announced that her and Michael Ray were dating. And so I was just being nosy pretty much. And I was like, hey, like, give me the rundown of this whole thing, you know? And she just kind of started telling me the story of how they met and how, you know, she left the person she was with before. And I had had that title on my phone for a long time and always thought it was a really cool play on words.
Well, Michael Ray, Florida Boy for the win right there.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is pretty intense. In the second episode of Mike and Carrie, God and Country, a web series that's streaming on IamSecond.com, things got really personal for them as they shared their challenges when trying to get pregnant.
After the second miscarriage, she's like, I lost the baby. I was like, well, you don't know. And you're like, yeah, I know.
I just had an honest conversation with God. I was hurt, a little angry, and I told him I needed something. We needed to have a baby or not ever. I feel like he heard me and I feel like he answered.
Well, a very personal thing.
Wow.
And, you know, sharing it for people that have struggled with the same thing.
Absolutely. That's powerful, gotta tell you.
Now, to add on to that, Mike went on to say that he had a vision. And he went to Carrie and said, hey, we're going to have another baby. And it's going to be a boy. And his name's going to be Jacob.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, January 2019.
Yes.
They had a baby, and that boy's name is Jacob.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that's almost biblical right there. That's insane.
Yeah, fantastic.
And it's kind of cool to see this side of Mike and Carrie, because they are a pretty closed-off couple. And anytime you've met Carrie in this business, that you've, you know, since 05 when she won American Idol, she's a pretty closed-off person.
She is. I remember the first time I met her, and I don't think it really, the magnitude of who she was
hit
her, and she she was very reserved, even back then. So, yeah, absolutely. And that has continued through her career.
Yeah, so now to see her opening up on this, again, it's at iamsecond.com. The show is called Mike and Carrie, God and Country. All right, today we have another 99.5 QIK mini concert, and it will be Mr. Russell Dickerson taking over this time. Concert starts at 4 p.m. right here on 99.5 QIK. I mean, that right there, Kevin. Maybe the song of the day, Justin Moore, Why We Drink, 99.5 QIK. Bars are opening up today, so that'll be exciting for people who want to have a happy hour.
Yes.
It's also First Friday, which might be a nightmare.
It's going to be busy.
You might want to sit this one out. Yeah. Because everybody's going to be super excited. But 50% capacity. Also today, don't forget this, it is National Donut Day. Frida's Cafe and Bakery in Largo are doing it from 6 to 7. You can get a free donut with a purchase of a coffee. The Donut Experiment in Indian Shores, they're doing it. One free cinnamon sugar donut with any purchase. They're doing it from 7 to 1. Dunkin' Donuts, multiple Tampa Bay locations are also doing that. Receive a free classic donut of your choice with the purchase of any beverage. And Krispy Kreme in Brandon, Lakeland, St. Petersburg, Tampa, Tampa. The store hours, they vary, so check them out. But they will get a free donut from the entire menu, anything you want. That's going to be nice.
National Donut Day.
I mean, you should be taking the kids today for a donut.
Is there a better day? I don't know. It's a pretty good one, though.
That's a great day.
It is.
Bars opening and National Donut Day.
Perfect.
Who planned this?
Smart people.
We got, finally, some good luck.
Yeah.
I feel good. Want to feel good, Kevin?
Yes, I do.
We got to give a shout out to Regency Oaks in Clearwater. It is a retirement community. And they've been in isolation, obviously, because we know that people on the upper end of age are more prone to getting the coronavirus. So they've been on lockdown, and big-time lockdown, and haven't been able to leave their community. Well, the staff there that takes care of the residents said, no, not on our watch. It's not going to be boring. They do a weekly parade for the residents.
Awesome.
Very cool.
I love that.
I love that. And, you know, it's kind of like I said, we forget that they are at high risk, and they have been in probably a more strict lockdown than anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
And people going to visit. If you wanted to go visit your mother, your grandmother, whatever, you couldn't really do it.
Right.
So here's what one resident had to say about these parades.
A lot of us are in our apartments, our homes, most of the time. And this is something we look forward to because it's cheerful. It's uplifting.
That's great.
I love that.
Cheerful. I love that.
Another person said, it's not exactly Gasparilla, but
I mean,
if you ask the 400 plus residents, the parade is even better.
Ooh, I like
They're going wild over there. Shout out to the staff and the residents of Regency Oaks in Clearwater. Way to go. We love you. That's a feel-good story. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. Time for Trending in Tampa Bay with veteran radio personality Kevin. We go live to him now. He is 1 foot away from me. Go ahead.
Good morning. The Buccaneers will open training camp July 21st, and there will be a rookie school beginning July the 15th. Also, the NFL announced that coaches will be allowed to return to team facilities that have been mostly closed because of the coronavirus pandemic, but the Bucs said they haven't reopened their facility as of yet. Some preseason practices usually are open to fans, but head coach Bruce Arians said he seriously doubts that any will be open to fans this year, and I can't see it happening. August 14th will be their first preseason game at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tampa International Airport officials said Thursday that they will delay or cancel nearly $906 million in construction projects over the next 5 years. Airport CEO Joe Lapano said, "We're going to put our plans and dreams on hold. These are tough decisions, but we continue to operate. We haven't skipped a beat at this airport." During April, passenger counts fell nearly 96% compared to what it normally is in the month of April. The biggest project to be affected will be Airside D, which is a $690 million plan to add 16 new gates. Universal Orlando's theme parks will reopen to the public today.
Ooh.
Masks will be required, and there will be temperature checks at the turnstiles. Characters will still be around the parks to greet you, so you can still see characters, but they're only going to wave it to you from a distance.
Yeah.
You can't give them high fives or take pictures with them. Universal is not requiring guests to make a reservation to visit its park, but the park is expanding its use of virtual lines where guests can log into the Universal app or at kiosks in the park and get a designated return time. And finally, today is National Donut Day.
Oh, my.
And it is always celebrated on the first Friday in June. So next year, first Friday in June, mark your calendars now. It's National Donut Day. If you're looking for some free donut deals in the Tampa Bay area, then you are in luck. Frida's Cafe and Bakery in Largo is giving customers a free donut with the purchase of a coffee. Dunkin' Donuts customers can receive a free classic donut of their choice with the purchase of any beverage. And Krispy Kreme customers can select one free donut from the entire menu all week long. National Donut Day. Get out and get a free donut. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Veteran radio personality, Kevin. Thank you, buddy.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.